back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman, and we are coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to spend a little time right now with Brian Peters. He's the CEO of MHA, which is the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, housed in Lansing, Michigan. And Brian, it's always good to spend time with you. How are you doing?
Doing well, Chris. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, and your constituents seem to be doing well. The governor provided her executive budget recommendations a couple of weeks ago. What are some of the highlights and how do they impact you?
Well, that's right. And we actually had the privilege of having the Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel join our MHA board meeting on the very day that the executive budget recommendation was put forward. And, you know, we had a great conversation. I think that the governor once again has prioritized healthcare. We were very pleased to see that all of our priorities in the budget, those things that we know can make a difference for families and communities and rural and urban communities throughout the state, they were once again included. So we look forward to working with the legislature on the process, as we always do.
Well, very insightful in her budget this year, I thought, and she really put some areas of need as priorities. And one of them, of course, it addresses directly the problem that we're having with workforce. So let me get your slant on tuition-free community college pathways and how that will affect us.
Well, we think that's a real win for our member hospitals and health systems. I say that because workforce, as you know, we've talked about it, it is our number one priority at the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. And we know that that's both an immediate issue, but it's also a longer term pipeline issue. And to that end, we've been developing a much closer relationship with the higher education community, including our community colleges, many of which provide training programs in the healthcare space. And while it's true that we need more doctors and nurses, we also need a host of other healthcare professionals, both clinical and non-clinical. And I think our community college partners can really help us to meet those needs well into the future. And so, you know, the governor's proposal, we think, is a good thing in terms of opening the door to more Michiganders to pursue that education path. We would encourage it.
You know, you mentioned that, and it's kind of interesting because I think back when there was a distinct shortage of coders, which is how you code to the insurance companies to get your compensation back. I don't know if that still exists, but the point is it reaches far beyond what you think of, and you said that, doctors and nurses. There's so many more job descriptions that make a hospital work.
Well, that's right. And in fact, as we've reported previously, as we do every year, we think Michigan is now the largest employment sector in the entire state with nearly 600,000 workers. At the lion's share of those, the single biggest share within the healthcare space, are in the hospital domain. And so you're right. We employ a lot of clinical and non-clinical folks alike. It's actually like a small city when you talk about some of our larger hospitals in the state of Michigan.
Nah, you're absolutely right. So the state budget always includes kind of an annual funding pool for hospitals. Why is this important and what is it?
You know, I can remember years ago, Chris, when the annual Medicaid budget was very straightforward. There was just, you know, a line item or two related to hospital funding for Medicaid. Now that's become incredibly complex. We have a graduate medical education pool. We have a pool for rural stabilization for OB services. We want to make sure that our hospitals that provide labor and delivery, particularly in rural communities, have the funding available to continue those operations. And certainly a number of other programs within the Medicaid space, including the Healthy Michigan Plan, which of course is our Medicaid expansion. So this has become a much more complex budget when you talk about healthcare and particularly the Medicaid funding. And so we're very pleased that the governor and the legislature have supported that funding. It is critical to every Michigan community because Medicaid now covers such a large share of our Michigan population.
You're absolutely right. Brian, tell me, what can we look for as we move forward with the state budget?
Well, I suspect that there's going to be a real push to complete the budget by the end of June. I know it's an election year and lawmakers and candidates certainly want to get on the campaign trail this summer and wrap up the budget. We're hopeful that's the case, and we're also hopeful that all of our budget priorities are supported right through to the finish line. At this point in time, we're optimistic that that will be the case because we think there is a strong rationale and a strong federal match, Chris, from the federal government when you talk about Medicaid. And so I think it's in our best interest to support this budget when it comes to Medicaid.
You know, it's also important to note that sometimes that federal match is out there and people are unaware of the importance of it, but it's a fair pot of money.
It really is. And, you know, it's hard to find another sector of our economy where that's the case to the same degree. Behavioral health is also a significant component in this budget. We look forward to working with the governor and lawmakers to make sure that we have that funding through to the end of the process as well.
Well, partners, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. Brian Peters, CEO of MHA, the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.